Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. It is a great day. It is a fantastic, terrific Tuesday. Amen. Terrific Tuesday. We have to call it. Not like we might see it in the mornings, in the afternoons. We don't even have any idea of what the great things God has in store. Even though it may look like a terrible Tuesday, God's going to turn it around to make it a terrific Tuesday. You'll get through it like you've gotten through all the other days of your life. Sometimes it's not easy, but it is always worth it to allow God to do these things for you. We bid you greetings once again. We start off by saying that we give honor to God, who is the center of my joy, and I hope he is the center of your joy as well. I bring you greetings from Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, where I'm the pastor and the founder, and the deacon is Deacon Melvin Davis, and the administrator is Evangelist Shirley Atkinson. We are excited about our topic this morning. I'm going to go right on to it, but first let me say that I really appreciate and I am excited for the next 10, 20, whatever years in ministry. July 13th was my 10th anniversary of the day that I preached my introductory sermon. And God has always provided a way for me to be in some kind of service or be a speaker on that day each year. So I give God the glory for it. So on that evening, I was one of the speakers on a Women of the Bible program. So my choice was Deborah. So I agreed to do Deborah. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of it here. We're going to get right into Deborah. We're going to go to Judges, 4th chapter, and I'll be reading around because I have to be mindful of my 15 minutes. So I'm going to read around. If you're not familiar with the story, I encourage you to go in the Old Testament. That's for those who may not be well-versed in the Bible yet. But we're getting there. We're going to take you there. But anyway, that is Judges chapter 4. And it talks about Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Labido, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went up to have her have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinadab from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them to Mount Tabor." Okay, then verse 7 says, "I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Certainly I will go with you," said Deborah, "but because of the course you're taking, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. There Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 men went under his command. Deborah also went with him. So we'll pause there, trying to set that up for you, the fact that her partner Barak said he wasn't going to go. Now, this show can be entitled a women's show, women's episode or not, but the title is Deborah, a Do-Right Woman Who Got It Done. A Do-Right Woman Who Got It Done. Deborah was one of a kind. She had the prophetic on her. She was a leader. She could just get things done, and she didn't always have to put her hands right on it. As you see how the story plays out, the hands of the battle, the victory was won in the hands of another woman. You see, sometimes we might not be the one to carry a mission all the way. We have to step back, let God use us in the way he said he was going to use. It didn't mean she was going to win the battle. It didn't mean that she was going to get the victory for herself. It meant that it was going to get done. Amen. It was just going to get done. So you see that this victory led I'm getting my words twisted. Forgive me. Let me slow down. Okay. I need more than 15 minutes. But anyway, that's another story. This led to the victory through another woman, JL, who drove the peg that killed Sisera. Many of us, many women, even men, work behind the scenes. Deborah was working behind the scenes. Her word went out. The word of the Lord told her what to say. So, see, when God gives us a mission, understand we're not the boss of that mission. We're to lead God gently. We cannot make anyone do anything. Sometimes it looks as though we need to jump in and do it ourselves. But we have to remember, sometimes you have to do it like Deborah did it. You have to start the mission, implement the strategy, do your authoritative figures, lead, guide with love and kindness. We cannot be the bosses. A lot of times we're misunderstood. We're neglected a lot of times. Many times those of us with a mission, it seems like everyone else is getting an assignment except us. But remember, God will call us to many things. Many, many things. We just have to see what he's saying to us, when we're to do, when we're to go forth, when we're to hold back. Deborah had qualities that we need to exemplify today. She trusted in God's word. When God told her that Barak and Israel would defeat the Canaanite army, she believed God. First of all, this is the first point. You have to believe God. You have to believe God. If you're going to implement any strategy, if you're going to see victory, if you're going to win in life, you have to first believe God. If you're not a believer, then we understand that you will get there. But if you are already a believer in God, when he tells you something, when he gives you the strategies to win something, the strategies to get a job, the strategies to be lifted up higher, even in him. He will even tell you how to be elevated within him. Nowadays, men and women don't seem to want to follow instructions. They want to go their own way. They want to do it their way. They live in doubt instead of having faith, instead of believing in God. You must have unshakable faith, the kind of faith that no matter what all is falling down beside you, what all is going on, you have to believe that what God has for you is for you. You have to know that if God spoke it, it shall come to pass. You have to know that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. So Deborah had to kind of shake Barak's faith. It had to be stirred. A lot of times the men in our lives, maybe their ego might get a little shaky sometimes. Maybe their self-esteem may kind of falter sometimes. We can't be the ones that throw them under the bus, so to speak. We can't be the ones to tear them down when they're already feeling less than a man. We have to shake their faith. We have to pray for them. We have to have the unshakable faith for them. And we pray that God will give them what they need to be that man that they're called to be that man of God who they're called to be, the leader, the father, community leader, whoever they are. Sometimes it's our faith that has to stir their faith. So we see point two was that Deborah didn't lose sight of the rightful place for men to lead. We as women, we rule a lot of things now, but we still do not have authority over the men that are assigned in our lives. We have to give respect to authority. Even when the man seems less than a man, we still have to have that respect. Deborah didn't lose sight. She knew that she had to step back and allow God to bring this thing to pass. So many times, if our men don't get it done in a certain time, we go ahead and we step in. And I know we pretty much, many of us are guilty of that. You know, if I say something to my husband and he doesn't seem to get it done the way I want to get it done, as fast as I want him to go, yeah, I have to admit sometimes I jump in and do it myself. But however, we're to remember, respect them. It might take them a while, but eventually they'll get up and it'll get done. That's how you keep peace in your home. Amen. So Deborah knew that she had to keep the peace because God had already said, look, it's not going to be you, but it's going to be through a woman. So if God has told you to do a certain thing, if he told you to start a program, a business, a church, whatever he has told you to start, it may not be you that's going to implement it all the way through. We have to be silent but powerful. Glory to God. Silent but powerful. Don't you know that if you are silent, God can still use you, because that power that you have when you have prayed, when you have asked God and he said, all right, now I want you to speak it. When he says, I want you to speak it, that means it will go forth because it left your mouth. God put it in your ear. It stirred up in your belly. It flowed out from your mouth. And now you have implemented that power without touching that one thing. Silent but powerful, that knows how to push but not boss. Deborah showed great courage even though the men around her were not responding with courage. God gave her the prophecy. Her faith and courage let her know that what God spoke would come to pass. If she had doubted, like many of us today, if she had given up, if she had gotten jealous and said, well, why I can't carry this thing all the way to the end? Why it has to be somebody else? I never heard of this JL person. Why she's going to be the one to get the credit for making sure that Sisera did not live? Why can't I put my hands on it? That's what some of us would say today. Lord, I want to do it. But you have to remember your assignment. Just because he did not call you to carry that assignment all the way to the end does not mean that he has forgotten you. It does not mean that you're not that you're not powerful. It does not mean that you're not trusting God. It means that you have to be like Deborah, speak it, implement it, take your hands off it, and let it come to pass. Glory to God. We have to remain faithful, steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the word of the Lord. We have to. Nothing we do for the Lord is going to be in vain. Nothing we do for him is going to be in vain. It may seem empty now, my lady friends. It may seem empty, our brothers, but just remember, if God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it, over it, above it, and above all that you can ever ask or think. Exceedingly, this is your exceedingly time. This is your Deborah Do Right woman who got it done. She got it done not because she was all over it, but because she obeyed God's plans. She was fierce. As they say, she was lit, she was bold, she was powerful. She got it done through her words, through encouraging someone else, taking her hands off it, and let the Lord work. Let the Lord have his way in your life. Let him have his way. Be a do-right woman or a do-right man. Let the Lord help you to get it done, whether it's through you or someone else. Godfather, we pray now that someone has been stirred up, their faith has been stirred up, that they will go forth and do the things. Be a leader. Be a leader like Deborah. Take your hands off it. Lord, we ask now that you continue to help all of us implement the plans that you have given us, that someone will benefit for what you have given us to do. This is Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, and we just bid you greetings. We love you. Thank you for listening. And remember, Jesus is Lord.